you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to your wellness journey with Marla Barr. Marla dives into your wellness from every angle, discussing food, yoga, meditation, emotional healing, and relationships. If it can play a role in your wellness journey, she will cover it here. Now, here is Marla.
How's your mental health doing? With everything that's been going on right now, what do you think of when you think of your mental health? Do you think of how you're feeling, being anxious, being worried, having anger right now? What are the things that we think about? And thankfully, in the last 10 years, we've been talking a lot about our mental health. But is there something more to this? Is there another aspect of this that we might not be considering? Or maybe we're just kind of pushing it underneath mental health when it really is its own topic. So today we're going to be chatting about your emotional health. Wait a minute, isn't our emotions in our mental health? Isn't that a part of it? Actually, they are two separate entities. And today we're going to go into why they are separate, how they are separate, where they come from in your body, because they're two totally different places, and why it is important for you to think about what your emotional health is versus your mental health. Let's dive into today's episode. So as I'm recording this, we're at the end of August, we're turning into fall, and this is, I just asked this question on my Instagram page yesterday for all of you, is how are you feeling with this big change of season that's coming up? It's funny how exactly half of us, I polled you all, and half of us love that you're feeling fantastic going into the fall and starting new routines. This is your season to shine. And the other half of you are like, no, press the rewind button. Get me out of here. I just want summer to start all over again. And this tends to be a time of year when we have lots of feels. There's lots of things moving and shaking in that wonderful mind and body and belly of yours right now. So it's a great time to really look at mental health versus emotional health. And do we really talk about them? Not too much. If you go online, if you make a post and look at the hashtag mental health, gosh, you'll find 30, 40 million posts that have been made on it. But if you type in emotional health, you're not going to see a lot. There's not a ton. There's only a fraction of it when it comes to mental health. And you see that we have a mental health day in October. We have a mental health month. You probably at your work might even have, hey, we have so many mental health days a year. It's becoming much more of a topic that is prevalent in our society, especially in the last 10 years, even though it's a topic that's been around for over 100 years. Mainly in the last 10 years, we've really started to stop and think about our mental health. But is it bigger than just that? Because often when I hear people talk about their mental health, they actually aren't talking about mental health. They're talking about their emotional health, which is totally separate. So let me take you back and explain, where is this? Why is this? How is this happening? So you and me, we're going to have to travel back about 20 years ago. And I was finishing up my university degree. And my specialty was food science and understanding how you digest the food that you have. And I thought, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to do my master's and PhD. I'm going to teach everyone how to keep their lovely little bellies happy and healthy. And in my final year, just before we graduated, one of my professors just kind of calmly said in class, all right, you have now mastered your second mind. I was like, my second mind, what is that? And commonly we call our digestive system our second brain or second mind. And that is because all of those emotions that you have come from that. So when you think, I have butterflies in my belly, or I have a nervous belly, or I have a gut instinct, that's right. all of the emotions that you have, regardless what they are. They could be sensual, motivated, loyal, cautious, guilty, heartbroken. Any of those emotions that you might have, they all originate from your belly. And I think that we think of our emotions as just these things that are out there, things we're feeling. We don't understand that they are actual chemicals, they're actual molecules that are flowing through our body, that our body produces. They're things that you can actually see under a microscope. And that all comes from your belly. So of course, I was crestfallen in my final year of studies. And it's like, geez, in order for me to understand your digestion and your belly and what's really going on in there, I have to understand every single emotion. And the answer is yes, those two systems are one in the same. They're not two systems that are in the same place that happen to occupy the same area in your body. Your emotions and how we digest life, not just digest food and nutrients, are one and the same. That can be a big aha moment for people, and it makes sense. And we saw this in science where, say, I take you right now and I give you two apples. The apples are absolutely identical. They're the exact same size. They have the exact same nutrients, exact same calories to them. And I would sit with you and we'd talk and you're in a great mood. You're a happy mood, nice and calm. You don't feel stressed. And you were to eat that apple. And we were to monitor your belly and see what nutrients do you actually pull from it? What calories do you actually get from that apple? And then if I was to give you the same apple, the twin apple, the second one there, 2 hours later, 5 hours later, when you were stressed, something crazy happened at work, something crazy happened at home, and you are not in an awesome place, and you were to eat the exact same apple, you would digest that entirely different. The amount of calories you take in, the nutrients that you're able to pull out, entirely different. That's why I think it's funny when we focus so much attention on calories or nutrients in a certain food, because it really all depends as what emotional state we are in when we are eating. So how does this play into our emotions? So now we know, if you put your hand on your belly, that is where all your emotions are. And we have over 250. It's kind of funny when you ask people, how many emotions do you think you have? And they, you know, start counting on their fingers. Well, I can be all the ads, the sad, glad, mad, all of the ads they normally say. Happy, I can be fine. But normally those are kind of the umbrella emotions. There are so many little tiny ones. Let me go into a handful of the balanced emotions from, we'll pick our sacral center because that one's fun. That's ooey gooey passion, creativity. So let me list. These are just the balanced emotions in one of your seven energy centers. Aroused, attractive, crafty, creative, desirable, euphoric, fulfilled, passionate, playful, pleasurable, satisfied, sensual, thrilled, sexy, worthy. Those are all separate feelings that you have. That's crazy. That's just the balanced ones in one energy center, but we have over 250, which is interesting because normally if you were to sit down and list every single emotion that you think we have, normally you probably only write down 8, 9, 10. You have a lot and they're all really important. So how does this play into mental health, which we give so much attention to, which is great. We need attention. But now what's the difference? If we know that emotional health is all of our emotions and that takes place in our second brain, which is our digestive system in our belly, where all of those emotions originate from, what is mental health? Well, mental health is in our mind, and this is everything we think. And so there is this like continuous cycle of what we do every single day. First, we have an emotion. Let's pick an easy one. You and I were sitting here. Gosh, breakfast was a couple hours ago. Lunch isn't going to be for another hour and a half here. And I'm feeling hungry. This is an emotion. I feel hungry. It's coming from my belly. That's a pretty easy one. So what happens next? Next goes to our mind and we start thinking things. Let's look at the clock. How much time until lunch? What's in the fridge? What should I eat? Ooh, is that still good? And we start thinking. And from one little emotion, we could have dozens upon dozens upon dozens of thoughts. We actually have over 70,000 individual thoughts in a day. And then after that, it goes to action. So we have an emotion, we have a thought, we have a gazillion thoughts for every emotion that we have. And then we have some action. So now I'm hungry. We've thought about what's in the fridge. We've looked at what time it is. Now I'm going to actually put that into action and do something. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to look in the fridge. I'm actually going to get something to eat. And then that whole wheel starts again. And we go through that wheel a gazillion times a day. So mental health is, what are the things that we are thinking? What are the thoughts that we are having? And it is so important for us to pay attention to those. But obviously, what comes right before that? It's all of our emotions and thinking about what is your emotional health. So once I got that and I understand that, okay, emotional health is everything we feel. So every time you say, I feel anxious, I feel scared, I feel confused, I feel loved, all of that is coming from our emotional center or our emotional health area. And every time we say, I think I can't do this, I think this is going to happen, we know that that is our wonderful mental health. And it's so important to pay attention to both of them equally.
Have you ever thought, I'd love to have a podcast just like this one? Well, I can help. My name is Matt Kundel, and everyone at my company, the Sound Off Podcast Network, had a hand in making this show. Whether it was about the sound, the discoverability, or that you're just enjoying the show, we are all about the detail. If you think you have a podcast in you, reach out to me via email, matt@soundoff.network, or check out the website and become one of the great podcasts we work with at soundoff.network.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So here's a little funny thing. Once we've kind of have that light bulb moment of, yes, my emotional health does matter as much as my mental health. Both of those things are so important in making me healthy and focusing on my self-care and self-love. But one thing is kind of funny. So what do you think is a bad emotion? What do you think is bad? We have negative emotions. What are they? Maybe you're like frustration, anger, rage, being vengeful, being cowardly, and anything. You might pick being bitter or cold or cruel or submissive. You might think that those are bad or negative emotions. But the truth is, there's actually no such thing as a bad emotion. There's no such thing as a good emotion either. There are two different kinds of emotions. Ones say, yep, we are balanced. And the other side is, hey, we're not balanced. We're not feeling right here. Something's a little tiny bit off here. And I need your help. We need to focus on something. So I will give you an example of the balanced emotions and the unbalanced ones in our root center, because that one's probably the most important. That's where we spend a good portion of our day. And especially if we are feeling the unbalanced emotions in this area, we spend the rest of the day there and we don't get to move out and move past that and move into our heart emotions and moving into our throat emotions and really vocalize what we're feeling and what we're thinking and our gifts. We don't even get to get kind of out of the basement. I always think of it with our emotions as they all fit into these seven perfect little folders or seven little, it's like there's seven different floors. You're going to work in this office building and there's seven floors. And it doesn't matter what floor you want to focus your efforts on today, where your office is, we all have to walk in the front door. So the moment we walk, open our eyes, we are all in our root center. And here are the emotions. And once you hear them, you're like, I understand. Yep, those are our most important set. So in our root center, let's go over the handful. There's only 10 emotions that are balanced. So if you're feeling this, especially if we're feeling this in the morning, it means, yep, you're doing great. You get to go up to your office. You get to go up to another floor, another energy center, and the emotions there and work on things through your day. So are you feeling, let me know about this. Here's the 10. Encouraged, grounded, hopeful, nurtured, prepared, safe, secure. Do you have a sense of belonging? Do you feel stable and supported? I like to think of that as the S emotions because there's so many S ones in there. But boy, those are big ones. Imagine if you are feeling those 10, just those 10 all day long. It's like, man, you would be like Superman, Superwoman. You'd have wings. You could do anything. That's why this is our group. This is our like foundation emotions for the day. But wait a minute. What would it feel like if I was not feeling this? What is unbalanced in our root center? So this is at the very base of our belly where we'd be feeling it. We might be feeling, and I'll go through these, I'll take a couple breaks because there's a lot of emotions in our unbalanced. These aren't negative emotions. Not, you're going to hear them and you're going to think, oh, those are all really bad, really negative emotions. They aren't. They're all just trying to say, hey, I'm feeling overwhelmed. Overwhelmed is a big one here. I'm just trying to let you know I need a little more attention here. Something in you, something with you needs a little more attention. We want to get back on track. Something's off balance and I'm trying to let you know. So here we go. I put them all alphabetical for you. And I'll also put these in the show notes just so you have a copy so you can see, hey, what are these 250 emotions that we have? And I have put them in different categories so you can see every single energy center where each of these fall into. It's very interesting once you dive into it. So the first one, abandon, aggressive, angry, apprehensive, anxious. Boy, how many times during the day do we feel those? So anytime we are feeling down in the dumps and we are feeling, oh, I'm feeling these things. I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling apprehensive. Holy, this is where I spend a good part of my day. We know that we are operating from a place in our root center right at that base, and we're not able to move up during the day. I'll list a handful of others for you. Cautious, despair, empty, fearful, hateful, insecure. Again, this is our area of that builds our foundation and lets us grow from this place. So if we feel unstable, it's like every day we wake up and we're standing on this little stool that has 5, 6, 7, 8 legs, and we start taking some of those legs away and we feel unstable, like we're unbalanced all day long. Well, it's hard for us to get through our day. Think about how that might impact you with your partner, with your kids, with your friends, at work, feeling these things. Let's go back. We did insecure and unstable last. Jealousy is a big emotion that we feel when there's a huge imbalance or huge inequality. Something's going on in that root center. Nervous, overwhelmed, petty, paranoid, prejudice. Those are some really big ones when you think, how many people, or what are we seeing in the news today? almost every single time you turn on the news, you watch a whole hour of news, half an hour of news, just get a little update of it. You know that the feelings that they are trying to convey and trying to have us feel all are in that root center to make us fearful. And then what are we doing? We're making decisions based from a fear place. So resentful, scared, tense, terrified, threatened, uncertain, uneasy, victimized, violent, and worried. Those are all of them. Gosh, I haven't counted all of the ones in the unbalanced area, but I'm sure there's almost 35 that we went through there. Those are really, really big and really important for us to know how they are in that place and how they got in that place. So now that we've gone through, what did we chat about today? How there is a big difference between our emotional health and our mental health. And often when we are thinking of our mental health, I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling scared, I'm feeling terrified, cautious, really overly cautious, or I feel empty. These are all actually topics from our emotional health and making sure it's in check. So I wanted to teach you something before we go here that really, really helps me. I do this with the kids. I do this with clients. I do this all the time. But once you have mastered this one little technique, my gosh, it is going to save you left, right, and center through your life. And it is extremely, extremely easy. So if you are ever feeling a wee bit off, for any reason, you feel, hey, I'm feeling some of those unbalanced emotions right now, I want you to sit down and close your eyes. If you're driving right now, you don't have to close your eyes, but sit down, close your eyes if you can, and place your hand over your belly. Think that's where all of those emotions are from. Take a deep breath and think, what are the emotions that I am feeling right now? Just name the first one that comes to you. Is it you're angry? Is it you're nervous or overwhelmed, or you feel really scared about something? What is it? What is it that you're feeling right now? Put a name to that one thing. So let's take overwhelmed. That might be a really good one, especially since, you know, we're going into the fall right now. We're all, doesn't matter where you are on planet Earth, we're all talking about this fourth wave of COVID coming to us, and we don't know what's going on. We feel so overwhelmed. We've done so much to get us to this point, and you might feel a lot going on in that belly of yours. So say it's overwhelmed. That's what it is. So let's pick that one. But you can use absolutely any emotion. And you can also use this for any of the balanced emotions. So say you're feeling nurtured right now, or you're feeling so grounded. You've spent the day out in the woods and you feel so good. This is a great thing to do, even if you are feeling those balanced emotions. So what came up with you? You use that. I'm just going to use overwhelmed. That's the one that I picked. Our eyes are closed. Our hands are on our belly. And let's talk to that one emotion that came up for you. So repeat after me. You use your own word. I'll use overwhelmed. Hi, overwhelmed. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. I am listening to you. What do you need me to know? I am listening to you. What do you need me to know? And you sit there and you say that a couple times and trust whatever comes up. And sometimes right away when I'm with clients or I'm doing this with a class or with kids or my kids, things come up right away that you're like, oh, I didn't expect that. You might think, you want to know what that fight that I had with my brother last month? Oh, it's still under my skin. It's still bugging me. Trust whatever comes to the surface right away. And I say, try and do this and have like a pen and paper right next to you and jot a few things down. So once something comes to you and like, oh, I'm still a little upset about that email I got from my boss, blah, 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 write it down. Write just a couple words down and then come back to it. Hi, overwhelmed. Thank you for being here. I know you being here is just trying to help me and tell me that something's a little bit off here. I am listening to you. What do you need me to know? And sometimes it might take a minute or two. If you have 5 minutes to give to it, it's great. And you might want to, after you've given one emotion a little tiny bit of time, you might want to head over and say, okay, what else am I feeling? Okay, overwhelmed. I'm kind of feeling a little bit empty right now. I just feel empty right now. Okay, switch to empty. Really focus on that. What do you need me to know? I am listening. Every time something starts to spiral for me or my kids or anyone I'm teaching or consulting with, this is so, so helpful and cathartic. And there's next steps to that too, but this is a really good way to get you started on really understanding these emotions and letting them talk to you. It's kind of like you are in an airplane. Your beautiful, wonderful body, soul, energy is this beautiful big airplane. And you have over 250 switches in front of you. And you're trying to fly this plane. You're trying to get through life. You're trying to soar through your relationship and your career and being a parent. Or being, you know, a great daughter or son or whomever. And we have all these switches in front of that. And every single one of those switches is one of our emotions. And some of them are going off saying, I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared. I don't like this. I don't like this job. I don't like this relationship is not good, but we ignore it. Imagine if you were a pilot and all these little buttons were going off left, right, and center. And we decided, nah, we're fine. We're flying. I'm not paying attention to any of those buttons, because what we were all conditioned to, don't be so emotional. Oh my gosh, she's so emotional. I can't believe that. Did you see that at work? He was crying yesterday. We are taught that we should not be emotional, which is absolutely the opposite. We need to be more intuitive. And what does intuitive mean? All intuitive means is we are actually listening to all of our emotions and what are they trying to tell us at any given moment. And if we start tuning into them, just like we talked about that circle, that wheel a moment ago of we have a feeling and then it goes to our mind and we have a whole bunch of thoughts and then it has some action that we put to it, that wheel that keeps going every single day, all day long. As soon as we start paying attention to our emotions, giving them a voice, giving them a little bit of our time and attention, we'll know how it immediately impacts what we're thinking, all of those thoughts, and that it immediately impacts the things that we do during the day. And we can see a big, big change in our self-care just by doing that teeny, tiny little thing every single day, that little process that we just walked through. Well, I hope that helps you. If you haven't, please do follow me on Instagram, because that's why I pull you guys and ask you all the questions about these episodes, because I really want to figure out what is it from a self-care perspective that you really need most to hear. I am just so happy to be here for you every single week. Now that the kids are getting back to school so soon, I'll be able to be here a little bit more for you. So please do follow me on Instagram, reach out, message me, let me know what you thought of this episode or any of the others. Or if you have questions, if you've listened to an episode and you're like, ooh, that one on gluten, I don't know about that. I have a question for you. Here's my question about oats. Please reach out to me. I'm always, always here for you. Instagram is the best way to get a hold of me. And that's it for this week as we're slowly, can you believe it? We're on episode 98. Oh my word, almost 100. We're going to have to do something super special for 100. I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm sure the team and I will soon. So until next time, I wish you the very best as always on your wellness journey.
You've been listening to Your Wellness Journey with Marla Barr. To continue your journey after the show, head over to marlabarr.com and follow Marla at marla.barr on Instagram and YouTube. Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.
Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many rogues that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga. It's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at averyrich.com.